On this beautiful morning, we gather here at the beginning of this week when we celebrate Thanksgiving and offer to God our thanks, our gratitude for all the wonderful, amazing gifts that surround us each and every day. And so with gratitude in our hearts, we gather here and I greet you with these words. May the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Would you please stand and join me in the call to worship? God is with us in moments of joy and celebration.
And when darkness threatens and times are hard.
God is with us when we are alone, ever present, ever loving.
And God is with us in the company of family and friends.
God is with us when our faith is strong and vibrant.
And when we face our doubts and uncertainty.
God is with us every moment of life. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. God, at the beginning of this week, when we celebrate all the many blessings of life and give you thanks, we gather here in this place to offer up our thanks. Thank you, God, for safe leading. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for life and for health. Thank you for one another. And thank you for this day when we gather to celebrate the gift of life and to worship you, the giver of every good and perfect gift. So, God, we ask that you would meet with each and every one of us and bless this time we share together with your presence and with your peace. And all of God's people said,
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning.
Good morning.
And a very warm welcome into the house of God. An especially warm welcome is extended to you if you are visiting with us today. We bid you a very warm welcome. We invite you to join us for further fellowship through in Ehrman Hall following morning worship. And in Ehrman Hall, I believe that some of the girls from Confirmation have got some I Love You cards, and we are inviting you to sign these cards, and they're going to be sent to Pastor Ben as he and Carla face this difficult time. So you can do that in Ehrman Hall following worship. Also in Ehrman Hall, there is a sign-up sheet. We have our last community meal this coming Tuesday. If you're able to help in any way, please do sign up. The sign-up sheets are in Ehrman Hall. And please note that today, when the offering is uplifted, there will also be a reverse offering. So while we ask you to put something into one plate, we ask you to take something out of the other, and then it's items to go in our Christmas baskets. Next Sunday, we are going to have an adult ed, and I'm delighted to say that Theo Level is going to speak to us about his upcoming alternative spring break. He's going to Puerto Rico. He's been doing some fundraising for this break. If you wish to help him in that way, that would be greatly appreciated. But I do invite you to come along and to hear what one of our own young people is doing about the need in Puerto Rico. That's next Sunday after morning worship. So thank you.
God will always love us. God's love is forever. The proof of God's amazing love is this. He sent His Son to live with us and to die for our sins. We can come to God with our confessions knowing He loves us. Let us confess our sins before God and with one another. Please join in a prayer of confession. Merciful God, hear our prayers this day. Gathered as your people, we confess that we are not perfect. We grow weary of life and tired of its demands. We forget to turn to you for help. We allow circumstances to distract and overwhelm us and forget to trust that you are our hope. We fear for the future and forget to live generously and joyfully. God, forgive us. Let the peace of Jesus Christ be known in our hearts, and let the love of Jesus Christ flow through us into your world. Amen. The assurance of God's grace is declared in the name of Jesus Christ. We accept God's forgiveness, confident that Christ raises us to new life. Friends, hear the good news of the gospel. Jesus Christ, we are free.
Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that your name and your nature is love. Overriding all other things, you have revealed yourself as a God of love. And out of love for each and every one of us, you have given your Son. God, we give you thanks for all the ways in which evidence of your love flows into our lives. Thank you, God, for every breath that we take, for every person that we meet, for every journey that we take. Thank you, God, that you are there, and that you are there to whisper words of peace into our hearts and into our lives, and to assure us that whatever we have done, we are forgiven. So, God, speak into our lives this day. Speak words of challenge and of comfort, words of hope and reassurance, and words that remind us moment by moment that we are your beloved. Amen. So, I have a question. What is, well, first of all, we'll start with, what is your favorite day of the week? Friday. Hands up for Friday. Why Friday? Oh, you get out of school early, do you, Taylor? I didn't know that. Okay. Why else do you like Friday, Evelyn? Oh, which day do you like? Wednesday. Wednesday's like a blah kind of day. Maybe that. So why do you like Wednesday? So Evelyn says, it's one day closer to Friday. I like that. And Jerry, what's your favorite day of the week? What's your favorite day? Oh, he's saying hi. Hi. Maybe Sunday's your favorite day of the week because you get to come here and say hi to everyone and everyone says hi back to you, Jerry. I like that you're so friendly. So, any other favorite days? Megan, you like Monday. Wait a minute. Hands up if you like Monday. So I like Mondays. Because Mondays are the farthest day away from Sunday. Why do you like Mondays, Megan? Megan likes looking at the people that are miserable. Hey, girls, hi. I'm just asking, what's your favorite day of the week? So, oh, Sharon. Oh. I like that. Monday's a do-over. You can start again. Whatever happened the last week. Logan, what day do you like? You like Sunday. Why do you like Sunday? Because the Packers play on a Sunday. I see with you. Hands up if you like Sunday. I'm not going to be in the least bit offended if you like Sunday because the Packers play. Hands up if you like Sunday because you come to church. Hint, put your hand up. So, in the year, what's your favorite day? What's your favorite day in the whole year? Evelyn. It's hard, I know it is hard. Logan, in the whole year. Taylor, what day do you like? You like Christmas. Hands up for Christmas. Hands up if that's your favorite day. Yeah? Any other days that are your favorite days? Megan. September 4th, that's very specific. Let me guess. Is that your birthday? No! Is that just a random day? Oh, it's when school starts. I asked you what's your favorite day. Good for you. That's great. Michael, probably Thanksgiving. Yeah? Hands up if you like Thanksgiving. Yeah? Hands up if it's your favorite day. Not so much. So those who say it's their favorite day, Sarah, you've got your hand up. Why is Thanksgiving your favorite day? Turkey. So I guess Thanksgiving is not a turkey's favorite day, no? So, turkey, hands up if you like turkey. Yeah? Tell me what else you like about Thanksgiving. Family, okay? What else? Food and family, you can't really go wrong with that, Evelyn. Oh. So if you like Black Forest cheesecake, go to Evelyn's house. They make a special one every year. Sounds great. You know, we all have different days that we like. You've picked out different days, whether it's days of the week or whether it's special days. And Thanksgiving is a special day. It's a day when we stop and we give thanks. It's as simple as that. We give thanks for those who are sitting around our table. We give thanks for food and for plenty. We give thanks for this land. But my question is, why just one day? Why just one day? I've got a clock here with me, and I really like this clock because Let's see if the girls can see who's on this clock. Hey, girls, can you see who's on this clock? Who's on the clock? Who's that? It's Mickey, yeah. Oh, look, you've got Mickey on your shirt. I must have known you were going to be here today. Snap. And this, I like this clock. It's a very simple clock. It's got a little picture of Mickey Mouse on it. What I really like about this clock is what it says. It says, my, oh my, what a wonderful day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. And sometimes when I look at this clock, and maybe it's not really looking very wonderful outside. Maybe it's grey and dreary, rainy and horrible. And I think, ugh, maybe tomorrow will be a better day. And I look at this clock and I'm reminded that really every day is a wonderful day. Every single day of life is a wonderful day. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine give my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-yay. Every day is a wonderful, wonderful day. Give thanks to God, the giver. Zippity-doo-da.
Thank you.
man was lying on his back one day. Imagine a warm summer's day. He was lying there looking up at the sky, watching the puffy white clouds as they drifted by. And as he looked up, he thought, it really is a beautiful, wonderful world. But as he looked up, he started to ask the question that maybe some of us at times have asked, are you really there, God? And as he was thinking it, he said it out loud. God, are you really there? Much to the man's astonishment, a voice boomed out of the heavens. Yes, I am really here. The man was somewhat taken aback by this booming voice, but he decided that this was a great opportunity to ask God a question. And you'll have heard this before. He said to God, God, what is a million years to you? And God, knowing that the man's mind could not comprehend the whole idea of infinity and the eternalness of God, said to the man, God shouted down, to me, a million years is as a minute of yours. The man was satisfied with the answer, and then he decided to ask God another question. God, what are $1 million to you? And God said, to me, $1 million is but a penny to you. The man thought to himself, uh-huh. God, I've got one more question. God said, go ahead, ask it. God, could I have one of your pennies? God answered, sure. Just give me a minute. Hands up if you like waiting. Hands up. Oh, okay. My patient congregation. We don't like waiting. The whole idea of waiting a million years to get something is just beyond our imagination. We don't like waiting. You know, I noticed when we were in Cuba, and some of the other Cuba travelers will bear witness to this. You know, we don't like waiting for answers. And usually what we do is, if we have a question about anything, we turn to our phones and we say, wait a minute, let me Google it. And I don't know how many times in Cuba we realized that we couldn't just turn to our phones to get that immediate answer. But we don't want to wait. We want answers and we want them now. And what do? We Google it. We don't like waiting. We don't like to be in line. We want instant answers, instant gratification. We know what we want, and we want it now. Do you know, I find, and this is a confession for you, I find that I realize just how impatient I am. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but in Racine, there's a fair bit of construction at the moment. I find that I'm going this really long, circuitous way because why? To get from point A to B, I do not want to sit in line. And wherever you go, it feels like there are lines of traffic. And we're impatient. We want to get where we're going, and we want to get there now. But we have to be patient. We're going to read a story this morning about the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. This is written not long after Jesus has died and has risen. And the people are waiting. The people are waiting for Jesus to come again. There are 10 bridesmaids waiting. 5, we are told, are foolish, and 5, we are told, are wise. The wise ones are the ones who've got plenty of oil for their lamps, and the foolish ones are the ones who didn't think they would need to wait. They thought that Jesus, the bridegroom, would be coming soon. And here we are 2,000 years later, and Jesus has not yet returned. I have to confess that I find this a very, very difficult parable. And my inclination was simply to use pastor's prerogative and skip it. Because you see, this parable talks about the five wise having plenty of oil, and they don't share it with the five foolish bridesmaids. Now, that causes me a dilemma, because we are just at the end of stewardship season, and I've been preaching about you sharing, and now Jesus is saying, there's no sharing. But you see, in the rest of the Gospels, Jesus does speak about sharing. So then my question is that what this parable is about? Is it about sharing? Or is it about lamps burning and there being enough oil to burn the lamp that it might give light as we wait for the second coming, however you understand that to be? So here's where I see this parable speaking to us this very morning. Because I don't know about you, but sometimes the oil in my lamp is running dry. It's kind of hard to keep on burning brightly and shining out with the love of God in a world where there are so many external factors weighing upon our lives that it feels like our resources are depleted. Do you ever feel that you're running on empty and you're running dry and you don't have enough to sustain you for the long haul? I do. I get weary and tired of the story that continues to come out over and over again of people who've abused their power and in so doing have abused other people. However you voted in last year's election, I'm sure many of you are just weary and tired of the constant fighting and division in this land. And you feel like you're running on empty. I'm sure you're weary and tired of the never-ending news stories of shootings. You're just fed up and you're running on empty. And the oil is running dry. That's why you come here, to be filled up. You see, these people are waiting for Jesus to come again. But we believe that Jesus is right here. Right here sustaining us. If only we will open our lives to what Jesus has to give. Because remember that what these people are being invited to is a celebration, and we celebrate. We celebrate that the power of the risen Christ is with us. And that source of energy and strength and power is ours for the taking to keep on going. You know, so many people have used this passage to dangle people over the fiery pit of hell. And in actual fact, what we're being invited to is a party. It's a celebration. And the celebration is this, that God is right here. And when we feel that we have come to the very end of being able to shine out with the love of Christ, then we come here to get filled up again with the oil that will enable us to shine brightly in this dark world. Let us read together the Word of God. This is Matthew chapter 25 and reading from verses 1 to 13. Jesus said this, "Then the kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. When the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, all of them became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a shout, 'Look, here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him.' Then all those bridesmaids got up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out.' But the wise replied, 'No, there will not be enough for you and for us. You had better go to the dealers and buy some for yourselves.' And while they went to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him into the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the other bridesmaids came, also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you. Keep awake, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Amen. And thanks be to God. A Sunday school class was challenged one Sunday in their class. They had to go home and they had to write a letter to God. And then they had to bring it back the next week to Sunday school. One little boy went home and he wrote this letter. He said, "Dear God, we had a great time at church today. Wish you had been there." See, sometimes we forget that God is here. God is here. God is right here in this very space. And we come here to be topped up, to get the strength to keep our light shining into the darkness of this world. Many people have looked at this parable and they've looked at it as, oh, it's about the day of judgment. So I look at this last verse, "Keep awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." We don't know. We just don't know. And I'm not going to stand here and pretend that I know the day or the hour or anything about the second coming. All we know is it's certainly been delayed. And down through the ages, people have tried to pinpoint the day and the hour when the bridegroom is going to come. There's a story told of, I think it was in the Connecticut State Council. The way back in the 1800s, there was a particularly dark day in New England. Darkness fell across that part of the land, and the council were in session. And a man named Abraham Davenport was chairing that session of the council. And as darkness fell, the men around the table started to panic, thinking that this was the day of judgment arriving. And Abraham Davenport said, "This I know. If it is not the day of judgment, there is no need to adjourn this meeting. And if it is, I, for one, want to be found at my duty and at my desk." We have no idea the day or the hour or what it's going to look like. And we can waste many days and hours and conversations trying to pinpoint how and when Jesus may or may not return. But I don't think that's what this is about. My sermon title is "While We Wait." What are we going to do while we wait for whatever God has planned for the future? I think what we have to do is to make sure that we are counted among the wise, that we have enough oil and enough reserves in our lamps and in our lives to shine brightly into the darkness of this world, sure and certain that God is already here with us, that we are not on our own as we travel through these dark and difficult and trying days when we feel that our energy is depleted and our resources are minimal. While we wait, we keep the faith. We gather here with like-minded people to worship God and draw strength from God's word and singing God's praises and reminding ourselves that God is here. And our question is, while we wait, what do we do as people of faith? We shine. We shine. Remember the other well-known children's hymn? It's not "Zippity-Doo-Dah." That's not really a hymn. But there is a theological meaning behind it. "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp. You don't know it, do you? Keep me burning. Keep me burning till the break of day. We ask that God will keep us burning. That God will fill our lives with love. And that our lives will shine out into the darkness. The darkness of our world as we wait. As we wait for whatever God has planned. I close by telling you this story of an Indian chief. And this Indian chief had three sons, and as the chief lay dying, he wanted one of his sons to take over his place as chief of the tribe. And he said to his three sons, I'm sending you out. I'm sending you out into the world, and one of you will bring back a gift. I want all of you to bring back gifts, but one of you will bring back a gift that will be a sign to me that you will be the new chief of our tribe. And so the three sons went out and ventured into lands unknown. And when they came back, the first son said, Father, I have brought you this beautiful, beautiful flower. It is so beautiful. It is my gift to you. It is rare and it is perfect. This is my gift. The second son returned and he had this beautiful, shiny pebble in his hand. And it was weathered smooth by the storms of life. And the second son said, Father, this is my gift to you. It is this pebble. Look at its colors. Look at the shine. The third son returned and he said, I have nothing to give you, Father. But all I can say is, I went to the top of our holy mountain. And I looked over that mountain and I saw a land that was exquisitely beautiful. More beautiful than you can imagine. And people in that land were at peace. And the pastures were green. And the lakes were crystal clear. So, Father, I have no gift. And the father said to the third son, you will lead this tribe when I die, because you have brought the greatest gift. You brought the vision and the hope of a brighter future. You brought the vision and the hope of a brighter future where people live in peace. My friends, that is our gift to the world. Shine out with the light of Jesus Christ and to point to a better future. Amen. May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Would you greet one another in peace? Let us sing our hymn of response, which is hymn 316, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Going to ask the ushers to uplift the offering, but also be aware that there will be a reverse offering this morning.
Thanking the Lord, He made you. Yes. in sorrow and tears. I say goodbye and I'll go on my way, grateful for all of the years. I thank you for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do.
Let us pray. God, you have indeed filled our lives with blessing upon blessing, and we give you thanks, not just at this Thanksgiving season, but every moment of every day of our lives. We give you thanks, for you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. You have furnished our life with blessing upon blessing, and as but tokens of our thanks, we give back to you. We give you these gifts of our money, and we ask, God, that you would take and use this money, that the light of your love may continue to shine in and through this family of faith, into this community, this city, this nation, this world. These things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. We turn to God with our prayers this morning, and I invite you, I know that this is a really busy season. I know they've got lots to do, places to go, and people to be with. But I invite you just for a couple of moments as we bow our heads in prayer to silently whisper your thanksgivings to God, and then we will pray together. Let us pray. Dear God, we give you thanks that the silence of this sanctuary is broken by the gurgling of a baby, reminding us, God, that we were all once but babes in arms, reminding us, God, that even your Son came into this world as we all enter this world, a babe in arms. We thank you, God, that throughout our lives, you have indeed blessed us on our way. You have given to us the very gift of life. And throughout our lives, we have known abundance, an abundance of love, food enough to nourish us, shelter around us, companions on the journey. Thank you, God. Thank you for the gift of our faith that sustains us in difficult and trying times. God, we thank you for those who keep the faith for us when we struggle on our own. Thank you for this family of faith. As they lean upon one another and laugh together and cry together, and as each seeks to continue to be a shining light within this family of faith and also in the larger community. God, we give you thanks that we are free, free to worship, free to live, and to live a life that is full. We thank you, God, for this coming week, for families gathered around tables, for laughter and love shared, for food aplenty. Thank you, God. Grant, we pray, safe travels to those who are traveling to be with family. Grant peace and unity and hope throughout this land and throughout the world. A world that at times seems to be plunged into darkness. God, we pray that the light of your love will shine into places where there is illness and fear and anxiety, to bring hope and healing. Into places where people are in the grip of addiction and truly need to be free. Into places where there is conflict and division, bring your healing touch. God, hear our prayers. And hear us now as together we join our voices to say the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. into the world and be filled with faith and hope and joy and peace. Go into the world and let your light shine brightly and clearly, pointing people towards the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who we wait to welcome once again. Go in faith and in trust that God is right there with you. And as you go, may the blessings of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and upon those whom you love and all God's people everywhere, today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And all of God's people said, our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.